The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord, as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Jesus, thank you. Varadie katudu emena kala ekenevi konaboso feteneya katirvilo. Avana strength, even makonde strength. I treat you vokna half in the strength. I treat you for strength. I treat you to strength. I treat you for atemene strength. A trinica by costo velea chineteva. For the test of the tree, the assessment of a tree is how long it can stand. Is how long it can stand. So I bring you everlasting strength. I bring you everlasting strength. I bring you everlasting strength. O patrijo, fifo, eketenibere, and takalabito. Even strength to continue. Strength to continue. Because the end is not now. The end is not now. The end is still ahead. The end is still ahead. And the end will certainly vivekamonafunta evene come. The end will come. The end will come. But I strengthen you unto that end. I strengthen you for the end. I bring you strength to the end. I give strength to the end. I give strength to the end. I came on ufufutu ufufutu fifiatala akapate. Even the prutu ekeniam vinongastove. Shashine apati. Emenufena pati. Even kotopana part. Even to your part. Even to the inheritance of your portion. Even to the inheritance of your part. To the inheritance of your part. For it is at the end. It is at the end. I bring strength to the end. Strength unto the end. Strength unto the end. Hey, it is called everlasting strength, says the Spirit.
Let's lift up our hands to the Lord. Let's bless Him. We bless you, our Father. Marcus Terium Baria Bostubas Sindida. Ikas to Sagana Mahakabasta. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Mashigana Hakabasa. Ikos to Sebian Sinder Yikos to Susu. Iko sakis tisigi ni moho kobusti mbinsti yana. Akubashki ni moho kambo yikada. Bayikani yaka. Eke boski bi yonke ike yike le boski bisti moha kaniyata. O Lord, we worship you. Ekuski kintiri ya kantari ya kabaha katututi. Ekuski kutikita kata katikinsti nikini kini bosti biyala. Ekuski ni akanda akudanga diana. Akudanga Diana. Aku kukasi bon stibon di bon ti bon ti basti kana mahaka bushki. E kuko sigala bahaka buste mariana hakaneya. Ikasta sandaria dude. Eko dudundaria kudadia dia. Eko digoda mahakadaba shkine mahakaba. Ekos kana hakadas tiana hata. Tariala bahaka tariala hakaba tariala hakaba tariala bahaka ta tariala bahaka ta tariala bahaka ta tariala bahaka ta tariala bahaka ta. Thank you, mighty Father. Ekushkini mohokobas jirika na hakanus tuchinda. Ekoskutoria katukutoria katubus tubosia. Ika sagada bahaku dongode ya gada bahagudi ya gada. Iga ya gala 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 balaka kabaya kureaka. Ika gabada gada gada bagada 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 bababaya. Eko sisigo na hoku susu. Iko susu. Iko susu. Iko susu. Iko susu. Thank you, Father. Baria kunekania. All glory to you, our Father. All glory to you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence in this place. We receive of you, O Lord. We receive of you. Speak, O Lord. Let your servant hear. Take control of me, Father. Help me. Help me. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Thank you for standing with me. Let's be seated. As I sat down there again, I was thinking, why should Mama come up every year? No, I always have that question every year. And the Lord answered me, I'm representing my generation. I'm representing my generation of ministers. Like Pastor said, thank you. Usually, I always find it a bit difficult to enter into what you people preach. It's difficult for me to enter. So since I'm representing my level, my generation, let me stay at my level. When God gives me the release, I will enter in and enter in properly. I like definitions. Usually when I minister, I believe that when you understand the theme, to enter into other things will be very simple. That's my approach most of the time. When I heard the dawning of God's day, for those people who are like me, when Pastor was going to enter into the prayer meeting, what did he start with? He started with prophetic words. He just went in straight to prophetic words. But I want you to look at dawning. Dawning. He didn't say dawn. Dawning. 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 This season, dawn. The next one, dawn. Another one, dawn. Another one, dawn. Many dawnings leading to many mornings. Many mornings. Many mornings. We said he sits on many mornings. He can't sit on many mornings if there are not many dawnings. And we must be very, very careful. Thank you for your warning to us. You can't talk of morning if you have not talked of dawning. Morning, dawning. Two of them ends with what? I-N-G. Continuous. Continuous. God is always bringing his mornings. He's always ready to bring his mornings. Hallelujah. The dawn is just before daybreak. If there is a dawn, then there must be darkness. You can't talk of dawn if there is no darkness. And I want us to know that it's not the physical one. The darkness is within us. It's talking of the darkness within us. It's talking of the dawning inside us, the morning inside us. They are all with us, part of us. The time between darkness and morning is dawning. And what brings dawning is the appearance of light. And we have heard so much about light in this place. Without light, there is no dawning. He comes as light. He's the one bringing the light. It is his light. It is when he brings the light, that is when it becomes my own. If I am careful enough to accept it, it becomes my own. The end of the night, darkness must end in us. The night season must end in us. Pastor Dixon said the other time, there are so many things you don't do physically, but you are master of them within you. One of us was sharing with me some time ago and said, there's fornication in you, and he doesn't even know how to do it physically. How come? It's there. That's part of the darkness that is in us. This season, God is about to shed so much of his light on us and in us in such a way that so much of these things will be taken away from us. We are being exposed to light. Light will come to us in form of words. Light will come to us in form of understanding. We have the knowledge. It will come to us. I want us to see from Isaiah chapter 21, verses 11 and 12. Isaiah chapter 21, verse 11. The burden, I will read from here. The burden of Duma, he calleth to me out of Seir. Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, the morning cometh, and also the night. If ye will inquire, Inquire ye, return, come. Why was the burden around the night? The matter of the night. The night speaks of darkness. But the reply, look at the reply. The reply said, the morning cometh. I know there is much more to this verse. What about the night? The only thing about the night is for it to be translated into what? The morning. We know that when it is dark, there are so many things contrary to light in the dark. But when it comes to morning, we have light, we have the day, and we know who owns the day, we know who is in the day. So he said, if you will inquire, he said, the morning cometh, and also the night. To me, there will always be night. But you are the one that will make sure it is the morning. It is the morning that will always be with you, not the night. And he said, if you will inquire, inquire, find out, do more researches. I want us to go to Isaiah chapter 59. The dawn will always bring the morning. And the morning brings freshness, newness. When we talk about the morning, there's something new, something fresh. We all know how we feel each time we wake up. When it is morning, you are refreshed. The morning speaks of new beginnings. And that is why that watchman says, the morning cometh. Something new must proceed from us. There is newness. There is freshness. Light removes darkness and brings the morning. Isaiah 59 verse 20. I want us to take those two chapters together. Isaiah 59, 20 to Isaiah 60, 1 to 3. We are so fond of going straight to Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine. Some people will say arise and shine. Join in your Bible is and there. I'm sure and is in some, but if I ask us to just recite it now, let them close this. You will hear some people will say arise and, there's no and there. Arise what? Shine. So let's look at it. When it says, arise, shine. Before we get to the place where we begin to arise and shine, this is a command, is a word, it's a word of prophecy, it's a prophetic word. Before we get to the place where we arise and shine, let's look at verse 20 of the preceding chapter. As for me, this is my covenant with them, said the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed. Hallelujah. Said the Lord, from henceforth and forever. And then the next verse says, arise, shine. You can't just get to chapter 60 verse 1 and you are saying arise, shine. Like I have said, we need the light. It's the light 20. He said, look at it again. He talked of my spirit that is upon thee. My words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth. Not just out of your mouth, but out of the mouth of your seed. Out of the mouth of your seed's seed. Said the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Continuous again. That is when you can arise and shine. The dawn is characterized by light. By light. And we cannot get lay hold on this light until we do that verse 20. His word and his spirit must not depart from us. His words must be in our mouth. His spirit must lead us. And his spirit, the words of the Lord, the Bible says they are spirit and they are life. So that word will come forth. It is the oppression of the word and the spirit in us that will produce the light, that will make the light to come to us. Because we are not the source of light, but we are the recipient of light. Hallelujah. Amen. And then that verse 1 of Isaiah chapter 6, it says, arise, shine, my light is come. When the light comes to me, what happens? The glory of the Lord is risen upon me. But it must come first from within me. The light must go within me. before it can be visible on me. Hallelujah. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Wherever the earth is, there is darkness. It's not talking about the physical earth. The earth is talking about is mostly is the one that is in us. The earth that is in us has darkness. Gross darkness will also cover the people. What will the Lord do? He shall arise upon me. His glory shall be seen upon me. When I take on his light, he says, I shall arise and shine. It's because light has come to me. If light has not come to me, I cannot shine out darkness. Even though darkness in another form is another form of light, it has its own voice, it has its own language, it has its own knowledge. So I arise and the glory shall be seen upon me now. The glory of the Lord is risen upon me. And then verse 3 says, and the Gentiles shall come to my light, and kings to the brightness of my rising. Which means my entering the morning. Some people are waiting too. They are waiting for the light that will come forth in me. They are waiting for this light so that it will shine to them. And what will they do? The Gentiles will come to my light. The light has now become my light. Please, are we following me this evening? That light that I received has now become what? It has now become my own. Because he says, Gentiles shall come to thy light. That light becomes yours at a particular point. When we have intercourse the light, it becomes my own. Every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That is man, the natural man. But that is not what God intends. I want us to see imagination of the thoughts. Images are formed in us, and these images are informed by light. The images that we have that leads us into other things that are not contrary to God, they were informed by a particular type of light. But the image that we are supposed to form is the image that is patterned after Christ and his Father. Not the image that is patterned after the other type of light. So when God saw this, good for you, God caught you. He that thinketh is stand, take heed lest he fall. Most times we don't know how to judge ourselves. Let me just talk the way what I can talk and go and sit down. Most times we don't judge ourselves. When you don't judge yourself, who will judge you? When you don't allow the Spirit of God to judge you, who will do it for you? By the time you wait for an outsider to now see and begin to talk, you are far gone most times. And that is why it's difficult for some of us to let go of certain things. Because the image would have become so entrenched in us. See, we know that the kind of heart we have is the kind of heart that can easily take the things of the enemy. A heart can easily take the things of the enemy. But we need to get to a stage where it becomes difficult for the things of the devil to be deposited in us. It becomes difficult for his light to shine through and begin to print the image. All these people that are carrying cameras around, if there is no light, there is no picture, they can't form it. What is imagination? Image formation. Where did they get the pictures? It's the formation of image on lenses or whatever they are carrying that gives us the picture. So if we don't allow that negative light to be delivered into our souls, there's a way the image we can, as we expose ourselves to the true light. What happens to the image? It is light. It was light that formed this negative image, and it is still light that will delete them from us. When you format your computer, what do? Is it not light that erases it? Abby, I'm not so vast in computer, but I think it is light that will still erase these things. Hallelujah. Well, let's look at Romans chapter 13 and proceed. Romans 13, 11, 12. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. That is where he wants us. our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. So we cast off the works of darkness. And like I have said, it is His light that we use to cast off the works of darkness. Let's go briefly to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 17. We can say this is where the theme came from. I don't have too many things to say about this. Verse 17 says, "For He received from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.' And this voice which came from heaven, we heard." We are going to walk in the light of the morning. We are going to walk in such a way that everlasting life becomes our life. We cannot do without hearing. We can't do without what? Hearing. He said the voice came to Him. That is, the voice came to Christ. And then in verse 19, He said, "We also have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, unto the day dawn and the day star arise in our heart." What I want to bring out from here is that He heard the voice. That voice came to Christ. But who else also heard the voice? The disciples heard the voice. We cannot continue without that voice. And it's the same voice that says, "Arise, shine." The voice is there. We must keep abreast of the voice. The voice. And as voices are coming to us, when I was preparing for this message, 1 John chapter 4 verse 1 also came to me, which says, I want us to see. It is true, we need the voice. We need to hear the voice. The voice of the shepherd. The voice of the master. The voice that will bring us light. But in that 1 John chapter 4, it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit." Please, let's read it together. 1, 2, go. Believe not every spirit. We were told to believe the other time by the person that gave the charge. But this passage is saying, believe not every spirit. Every word carries a spirit. There's no word that you are carrying that doesn't have a spirit. As I'm talking to you, the spirit that is in me is also coming out of the words. It is true, they heard the words, but mind the words you hear. When you hear words, some words seemed okay, they seem perfect. But let's be careful in this season what we are hearing. There is only one foundation that should be laid, and that is who? Christ. When every voice is coming and that voice runs contrary to Christ, you should know that that voice has a spirit that is contrary to the spirit of Christ. And that one cannot lead you. It can't lead you to what we've been talking about. Don't worry. Our teachers are coming. They will teach us eternal life. They will teach us everlasting life. Some of them are seated already. But hear what I have to tell you. Hallelujah. So we try the spirit. It is true. The voice came to Him. The voice came to those people. But we need to try every spirit, because it's not every voice that can form the image of Christ in us. It's not every voice that contain the words or the light that can form these images. I want us to see Mary, preparation for dawn and the morning. Let's look at Mary. Matthew 28 verse 1, Mark 16 1. These women are wonderful. All women, please, I advise you, go and read these women. Read them. Oh, you that will do some things, shuke shuke, and you are tired and you will leave it. No, that's not, that's contrary to the spirit God gave a woman. A woman is supposed to be a stickler. You stick to it. You stick to it. You stick to it. And from where we read in 2 Peter, it says, until the day dawn, until... When I say, kneel down there until I come, there is a time attached to that kneeling down. If it is until the day dawn, the day must dawn. I must continue. I must not be discouraged. Chapter 28, verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn, towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. Mark 16:1. I want you to see this preparation. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning. Please, what do you think these women were doing? Did they sleep? Did they really sleep? They did not sleep. They were at alert. God needs our alertness at this time. They were at alert. It is those who are looking for the dawn that the dawn will appear to. If you are not waiting for the dawn, you cannot see the dawn. If you are not waiting for the dawn will bypass you. Others will see it like those virgins, the five foolish ones. So in that place, these ones came early to the sepulchre. They were waiting for those who will roll away the stone. I want you to see the effort these women put into wanting to see the Lord. We need to put more effort into seeing the Lord. We need to put more effort into wanting to grab the light, to grab everything. So these women, they had bought sweet spices. What are they going to do with sweet spices? They want to anoint Jesus. Each time I read these passages, I wonder, how will they carry the body? And when Mary Magdalene could not see Jesus, he turned to the guard. If you know where you have taken him, let me know. I will go and carry him. You alone, a woman, carry a dead body. How powerful is that woman? What am I bringing out? Is the tenacity and the kind of heart these women had that I'm bringing out to us. Our heart must pant. I'm sure throughout that night, they did not sleep. What kind of image do you think was in them? They were already seeing the body. You can still remember, if you know your scriptures very well, they were there when Jesus was dressed and taken to the tomb, and they marked where he was placed. We need to be very sensitive about these things, the things that pertains to this life that we are teaching, so that it can become a part of us. I want to say, the way love is appearing. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 28 says, unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. We all want salvation, Abi. Are we looking for him? Are we looking for him? Unto those who love his appearing. We are waiting for rapture. We are only looking up on the sky. Look for his things. Leave that one alone. It will happen if it will happen. Hallelujah. Then Titus 2:11 and verse 13 also says, looking for the appearing of the great God and Savior Jesus Christ. And 2 Timothy 4:8 says, those who love his appearing. He's going to come to those who love his appearing. How does he come? He's coming now. He's coming. What do you think we have organized 1 week to do? So that he can come to us. So that he can come to us. And he shall come to us. Amen. In rounding off, I say, no man knows the day. You don't know the time when it will dawn. You don't know the time when the morning will come. What do you do? Keep watching. Keep doing what he says you should do. And the last note I will leave us is found in 1 John. 1 John chapter 5, verse 16. This particular verse caught my heart, and I want us to take note. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and shall give him life. For them that sin not unto death, there is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. This one will call to me. Someone is living his life not anyhowly, living his life anyhowly, and is entering into sin, and you are walking in such a way that you are accessing everlasting life. Such a one should not be left alone. That is what I'm bringing out from here. Praise God, oh, thank God, oh. Where I am now, I have done, like in those days, when so many people didn't know that there is still more. I have done whole faith and charity. I am now entering Christ. Now you are entering into everlasting life. Eh? God will help you. In the day of your flesh, you will embody eternal life, Abby. We shall all do it, if that is how God wants it. What of your brother? I want you to see the strong word that was used here. If any man see his brother sin a sin, which is not unto death, he shall ask. That asking to me is demanding. You can place a demand on the life of your brother. You can place a demand on the life of your sister that is not assessing life. You can place a demand. And when you place a demand, you will draw him out. And you will give him what? What did that place say? Give him life. Give him life. Change his course. Let him have everlasting life. And then what did he say? For them that sin not unto death. Let's begin to pray.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.